Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
It's Tommy Tucker bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thanks very much. Hanging out with me, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer. It's ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Chris Bishop, become a great member of our Brain Trust, and he's got lots of credentials. Chris, remind us about your website, please.
It's improvisingcareers.com. So all based on my 7 careers so far, I'm working on number 8 now.
He's still reinventing himself. You sound like me, Chris. I've reinvented myself over the years, and even though I've been doing what I'm doing now for over 20, I've had a lot of reinventions inside of that. So you got to keep doing it. So all right, we're talking about artificial intelligence, folks. Chris is an expert in this area. Just got back from a big convention up in Toronto. So talk to us about what when you think about artificial intelligence, and we've now explained to people that they're using it every day. And I do believe that small business owners, when they think of AI, they think of it as one of the tools that a company like Amazon or Google or Microsoft or maybe, you know, any of the big companies, not somebody who's typically a tech company. I think a lot of small business owners see this as a tool that the big companies are using against them to compete with them, and they're at a disadvantage. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, to some degree, that's accurate because, as I have said to you before, I mean, the fuel, quote unquote, for AI is data, right? So big companies have a lot more data than small companies. Now, that said, you don't need necessarily huge amounts of data to use specific smaller scale instantiations of AI. That's not like a little bit of a tech blur, but that's the bottom line. I mean, it takes data, and small businesses have data. I was on a webinar recently where these consultants there from KPMG or one of the professional services firms were saying that you need to get all your data kind of organized and connected and integrated before you can begin thinking about AI, and I think that's nonsense. I think small businesses, there are lots of ways that they can take advantage of these kinds of tools. And as you were saying, so Amazon, you know, when you buy something on Amazon, you buy a book or whatever, they pop up that list, the sort of like scrolling set of pictures of products at the bottom. Customers who bought this also bought this.
Right.
Or you might consider this. So that's AI. They're looking at your past history or the parameters around the thing you're about to buy or looking to buy, and they make suggestions, right? So based on that. Again, I think it can be off-putting. I think people, you know, think of it maybe as Terminator. I also like to just take a moment and say there was a great comment by, like, Andrew Ng or one of the thought leaders in this space. After AlphaGo, this Google instance of AI beat the world champion Go player. Go is a very complex Chinese board game. Right? So people were freaked out. Holy cow. They said the number of possible moves is equal to the number of atoms in the universe. I mean, that's sort of the metaphor.
Wow.
But this guy connected with the team at Google at DeepMind said, my six-year-old is smarter than that. Because that instance of DeepMind, AlphaGo, that beat the Go player, can't describe the game. It can't play checkers. It can't tell you where it sits in the history of board games. My six-year-old can do all that.
Right.
So all by way of saying, you know, as powerful as these tools are, they're not taking over anytime soon.
Well, one of the things that I like to remind small business owners about, this doesn't necessarily help them get AI, become an AI adopter, but I just remind them that Amazon will sell you 143 different types of back scratchers. And the reason I know that number is because I counted them.
Wow. Really?
But Amazon can't scratch one back.
Right. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah.
And some people, some people want to know how to scratch your back with a back scratcher, and that's what somebody has to do. And that, and the good news about small businesses is we don't have to conquer the world on back scratchers. Just find the people who need help and serve them. But and this is this is what you're the point you're making about AI. You don't have to be God's gift to artificial intelligence to get started or to use it to your advantage. You know, it's like I tell people all the time, Chris, you don't have to become, you don't have to win the artificial intelligence, technology, social media, cyber war. You don't have to win that war, but you do have to be in the race. What do you think?
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, that's a great segue to a point I wanted to make to your with your listeners today, is that this is sort of the quote-unquote next wave of disruptive technology that the small businesses need to take advantage of. So when I talk about this, I think of it as sort of four stages. I mean, initially it was, you know, the Internet and the World Wide Web.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the early 90s, you had to have a website or you weren't in business, right? So that was the first piece. But then social media came along in sort of the, you know, 2005-ish era, and you had to figure out what your social media strategy was. How are you going to use LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook? And then mobile, everyone does everything on their phone now,
right.
So that's about, you know, 5 years ago, that was that transition. So now we're into sort of the AI era, if you will. You've got to figure out, and it's a little scary, but there are ways to do it. I mean, there are tools. I think a lot of it is mindset, too. Like when you're
there are companies out there that are helping small businesses adopt AI,
absolutely.
Too, aren't there?
Yep, there are. And you don't have to, like, hire IBM and have them roll an instance of Watson into your shop. To take advantage of it, you know, that's
bots. That's one of the things. Can we talk? Aren't bots one of the big parts of this? Can we talk about bots when we come back?
Yep, we will for sure.
Let's do that. Chris Bishop and I, ladies and gentlemen, we come back. How you can use bots as your first stab at artificial intelligence. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.